Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I hope that you are warm and you are safe.
Amen,
amen. Amen. It is glad, I mean, it's good to just have another opportunity to feed on the Word of God together. Amen. How good it is when we come together in unity and in spirit.
Amen.
The spirit of love. Amen. And you know that we love you. So we, as we move forward, we are going to have scripture reading, and then our topic, yours truly will be speaking this evening, amen. I will also have an opportunity for you to come in and share with whatever the Lord has placed on your heart during this time, amen. I just believe in interactive, giving the audience an opportunity to come in and share what's on the Lord's heart. I mean, what's on your heart and the Lord has given you, amen. And that is the beautiful thing about the body of Christ. How can the arm operate if the foot is inoperable, amen? How can the leg function if the heart is inoperable? Everything works together for the good for those that love the Lord, amen. And we work together, amen. So there are so many of you out there that on a daily basis, amen, surrender to the Spirit of the Lord. And so, you know, I just believe in just connecting the dots. Amen. We're going to have prayer. Mother Gloria, are you on? Mother Gloria. Amen. I guess must be another number at 7:54. Okay.
Yes, good evening. I'm on, trying to get off of this.
Mother Gloria, how are you? How are you?
It's so good to hear your voice.
You know what? I am so blessed. You know, even due to the cancer, God has blessed me. He has healed me, and I'm cancer free. And I am just thanking and praising God. I stopped by for a moment. There's so much going on Wednesday, but I said I got to stop by just for a little bit, and then I have to go for something. Wednesday is really busy. But anyway, thank you for acknowledging me, Elder Clay, and Dr. Clay, for acknowledging me. And to all of those out there, I want you to know God is a good God, and there's nothing impossible for him. For those that might be going through anything in your life, God is still healing, and he's still in the healing business.
Yes. Thank you for sharing the grace of God. We really appreciate that. We can rejoice with you. We've been lifting you up with all of our prayer circles and prayer partners and warriors.
Yeah.
So it's so good to hear your voice.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Amen. And on that note, Mother Gloria is going to lead us in prayer, and then we're going to move right into
gracious and Heavenly Father, we come once again on this Wednesday to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thanking you, God, for who you are. Thanking you, God, there is nothing impossible with you. We thank you, God, that you allowed us to gather here tonight, God. God, for all of those that might be going through, I want them to know tonight that God is still in the blessing business. The word of God said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. God, let's praise God through the storm, through the rain, through the pandemic, the COVID-19, and all the things that we might be experiencing on this blog tonight. God, that there's nothing too hard for God. God bless this service tonight, all the scriptures that's going to be read, God, and everything that's going to be said, that everyone that's on that's listening this night will not leave like they came. God, we thank you that you're a prayer answering. God, we thank you that you sit high and you look low. We thank you, God, that you know us by our, you know our names, God. You know the hairs on our head. So encourage those that might be a little down tonight, those that might be going through and think they can't make it, God, then let them know tonight that you are a God that is with them. There's no place they can go, nowhere, nothing they're going through, God, that you are not there with them. So, God, we thank you for the opportunity that we call on your name. God, if we just lift up our hands to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I Am God, the God that can do anything. So, God, we lift you up tonight, God. We're going to praise our way through whatever we're going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, God. We're going to praise our way through, God. We thank you for the service tonight. Oh, bless Elder Clay and Dr. Suzanne Clay tonight. Bless this broadcast, those that will listen, God, tonight. And I pray that they will be encouraged. I pray that they will be lifted up. I pray that they will look to the hills for which cometh their help, because their help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And all things work together for good. God, let us call it all joy tonight. Let's count it all joy, God. We thank you, God, for those that might be crying, God, for maybe the loss of a loved one. You say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy does come in the morning. So, God, we thank you for that joy that comes in the morning. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing me to pray this prayer. Thanking you, God, for me to give the testimony that God is still in the healing business. God is still in the blessing business. In Jesus' name, I do pray, giving you the highest praise, which hallelujah. And as I always say, you know, I'm a praiser. I believe in praising God. So let's give God some praise. No matter where you are, no matter what you're going in at this moment in this time, flip to the hills. Praise God. Praise your way through. Hallelujah. Give him praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Allow me to pray this prayer. Thank you,
Jesus. You sound strong, Mother Gloria, and that is good.
I'm feeling better day by day. Prayer works.
Amen. And you know, so many on the line, that's just a testament. And oftentimes we have to hear what God is doing in our lives. Amen.
Yes.
How God is blessing us.
Yes.
Amen. So comfortable that we get, you know, that God is still in the blessing business. You know, times may be dark, and times may be dark, and sometimes we begin to doubt, but God comes through with a testimony.
Yes,
he comes through with a testimony just to remind us that he is still the God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, I see my Dr. Jimmy Davis is on, a friend of mine, and some others on. Amen. And we are, thank you, acknowledge you, you know, for coming on this evening. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing. As we move forward, amen.
Can you hear me, doctor?
Pardon?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Dr. Davis, how are you?
Yeah, you know, I just tuned in, but it's been almost a year to this day that I was experiencing a major operation, and the pain that I suffered, I say to any man or woman, okay, nobody, at least in my mind, from my corner of the world, should have to experience the kind of pain that I went through, okay? It was substantial. It was just mind-boggling, okay? And I recall I was praying to God, okay, that he hide me within the wings of his protection until that calamity was no more.
Yes.
But all I could hold on to was God. The doctors couldn't do anything else. My wife, she was there, and she prayed for me, and my sons prayed for me. But I could only hold on to my relationship with God during that experience, okay?
Yes.
And God brought me through that, okay? But when he brought me through that, he brought me through it as a different person, person. So
Amen.
When you're experiencing those types of calamities, okay, it changes you. I don't know, when you go into it, you go into it as one person, but you come out a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And I
can say that,
the new person that I became. And I just praise him, I love him, and I wonder, the mystery of why he loves us, okay, it's a mystery to me. Because, some of the things that I know that I have done, I want none of it, but yet and still he gives me his agape, unconditional love in spite of myself. And I know there's other people there that can relate to what I'm saying. I'm just saying we go through calamities in our life, okay, walk with God because he's never going to leave. Okay? Hold on to him. When you say, hold on to nobody else.
Yeah.
Hold on to him.
Hold on to him.
Something else. Hold on to God. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that testimony. And I always like, I just believe in just following the spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
And the spirit is
there
with me right now telling me that if you have a testimony that you would like to share at this time, if you have a testimony you'd like to share with the body of Christ this time, the microphone for you. All you have to do is just begin. Is there enough? All my
God bless.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Please. Yes.
God bless. This is Elder Showers. God bless you all.
Oh, good, good evening.
God bless you, Mother.
Good,
good evening. Evening.
God bless, God bless. I have a testimony. To God be the glory. So my son got killed last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was dealing with some issues. Even though we say we forgive, is that that human part always come up and say, no, we ain't forgave, I ain't forgot, no, I still I still remember the pain. I still, you know, the spirit man is greater, you know, and because the flesh man come and visit you, we have to have a strong will within us, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit. But we can override the Holy Spirit. And this is what happened to me. I was dealing with the thought, even though I said I forgave, the people that killed my son, I really didn't. I really still have feelings inside that did not release or did not. It still grabbed hold to me, and I was asking God. I was asking God. I said, Lord, and what it was, I go into the shower and I pray. I pray every time I go to the shower, and I was asking God, Lord, you got to help me, because I'm feeling. Kind of way, I'm feeling some kind of way that's not of you, and I need you to help me to get past this. I need you to help me to forgive, like you told me to forgive. The verse say, if you don't forgive, he won't forgive you. And I'm walking all that I know how in the way, God's way. You know, I am a believer. I am a child of God. I am, and I love God, and my life is dedicated to him. But I was going through something. And this girl invited me to come to a Zoom, and I did. And I didn't know these people from Adam. And the man started talking, and he was talking about forgiveness. And he was I was like, okay, God. So he went on talking, and he said, you was in the shower, and you asked God. Oh.
Oh, my.
All I could do was like, oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
I knew he was talking to me because I was in the shower just that morning asking God, you got to help me with this here. And he said, this is what God told me to tell you. He didn't know who he was talking to, but I did. He said, stop rehearsing the injustice. Rehearsing the injustice. And all I could do was throw my hands up. God, you know, it was me. And God, you know that I need you. And I'm just keep going over in my mind. But he said, stop rehearsing the injustice. I had to stop rehearsing what happened to my son. I had to stop rehearsing this in my mind. And then what was in my heart. And then what was going on. I had to stop. And see, this is from God, because I knew it's from God, because I asked him, Lord God, I don't know what to do with this. I'm feeling some kind of way, but he told me a word. And right then and there was a release. Ooh, glory to God.
My
glory
God.
To God. Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory. Hallelujah.
I was
Thank
hurt.
You, Jesus.
I was devastated. I didn't know. I know what the word says, but even though we try to do the word and try, the enemy always come back to your mind. That's why he said you got to have a mind of Christ, a mind to do, hallelujah, what Christ would do. Oh, God, and I just thank God. So in this here testimony, I thank you, God, because, see, the word is his. And he will repay. But I had to get past the feelings. I had to get past the what was going on in my mind and where I want to see. I can't do Hallelujah the Vengeance, because God say that's his job. His job.
Ooh,
so I
what
think
a testimony.
So all I can do is pray, and all I can do is be a light before my my family, because see, my kids is upset, his wife is upset, you know, my grandkids is upset, and see, I have to be the example.
The example, yes, you do.
Example.
My God, what a testimony!
God had to help me to be the example.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an awesome God. He's a mighty God, and He is worthy to pray, because see, He hears our cry. He knows what's in our heart. He knows what goes on before we even know what goes on. He knows. Hallelujah. So all I have to say is, God, here I am. Here I am. You know the intent, the motive, the desire.
Yeah.
You know everything that goes through this heart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. And you know what really hurts me the worst is that it was my girlfriend of 50-something years, her children. Killed my son, so I couldn't hardly deal with that because I didn't know what, you know, I was just devastated, but God has given me peace. God has given me. So the trial starts next week. So I'm asking God, Lord God, you help me to walk in the way and the character and the things that you would have me to walk as I go into that court. Stay in and say, I want to represent the kingdom of God, because, see, I don't know what to do. I don't know, but God knows. Hallelujah. So I'm asking God to saturate me, to help me, to keep me, to bless me. Hallelujah. Because our eyes will be everywhere, looking everywhere to see. I will handle the things that be said and go on. But, Lord God, I know. I know, God, you are prayer-answering God. I know, God,
you are
a way out of no way, God. And I know that you're here. We have this confidence. But when we pray, He hears.
Come on.
And He
helps.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes. So I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Our prayers do not go in vain. Our prayers do not
and
come back. It hits. Hallelujah. The word of God. It hits Him. Hallelujah. So I say, God, I thank you. You know, just a testimony to let you know that God continues to hear our humble cry. Continues to answer day by day. Hallelujah. So my thing is, Lord God, let your will be done. Hallelujah. I can say what you going to do or how you going to do it, but all I can say is let your will be done. Hallelujah. On earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. I don't want to spit venom on nobody, but God, you already know what you're going to do. Hallelujah. So I just thank God today that He continued to keep me with a mind stayed on Him and a heart. I want to have that loyal heart, that loyal heart, that heart of faith, that heart of believing and trusting in God, that loyal, that whatever, hallelujah, goes on, whatever, hallelujah, I'm faced, He is able to do all things but fail. So I bless God tonight for giving me peace with God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Peace with God. Because don't have peace, your mind is in a turmoil. Your mind is in every which way. But if you say, if you keep your mind stayed on Him, He'll keep you in perfect peace. So this is what I do. Hallelujah, God. So I thank Him for taking me through, and I thank Him that He will continue to take me through, because I trust in Him. As the word says, trust the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not into thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Here I am today, Lord God, that you lead and guide, mold and shape, direct my path however you see fit, because I belong to you. I thank God and I love God. Thank you all. God bless you all.
Fellas, we're going I'm going to ask, you know, my wife, Sister Duke, Suzanne Hawthorne Clay, if she would pray for you right now, and you know, and as I got, even though I got on and there was, you know, a subject that we were talking on, we'll get to that, but you know, I just felt that somebody needed to hear the testimonies of how God is blessing us throughout our journey. Amen. We all have something that we have gone through, and it is good to hear the testimonies. I always say it's like we're like sitting around the table and we're, you know, there's a feast going on. And, you know, one of the things about people, when you start eating, that's when the talking begins. You know, that's when conversation begins. That's when relationships begin to develop. Put food down and listen, you can cure a lot of things. So as we've been feeding on the Word of God, the Spirit's just saying, you know, just open the mics up and let others share their testimony. So thank you so much, as well as Dr. Davis. Thank you for your testimony. And anyone else, if you have a testimony or something you'd like to share, you know, we are here to hear your testimony and share it with those who are listening online. Amen.
Before we move on, Pastor Shower, I know.
Could you please mute your mic, whoever's on? We have mics that are open. All the mics are open. Could you please mute your mic if you are not talking? Thank you.
In the next But in the spirit, the Lord used you, because remember, we wrestle not with flesh and blood. It's principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness. And so in this, when you go into the court, it's important that you are prayed up, that you walk in there with your sword, boldly with your sword, and that you take a sword that is not of God in that courtroom. It's important that you do that. It's important that your name, your son's name, that their name be heard. A lot of that with Black Lives Matter, but it's important that his name be spoken. It's important that be there and that you be a strong anchor for him, but most importantly, as a Christian warrior, as a soldier.
Amen.
There are going to be people that are watching your response. There are going to be people there that are going to challenge you. There are going to be spirits there that are going to challenge you, but you can handle it. You can hold your own. The Lord knows.
Yes.
The Lord knows.
Yes.
He knows. And I can only imagine. Our family is going through something right now, and I can only imagine.
Amen.
Father God, we praise your name, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for the strength of that you have placed in my sister, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for her, that she be blessed, Father God. She's blessed from her head to her toes, Father God. That all around her, Father God, there's blessings. There's blessings, and life is being spoken to her, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that she has surrounded herself, Father God, with praying folks, Father God, that she is definitely part of the body of Christ, and that the body of Christ is remembering her, Father God, as a sister in Christ, Father God, keeping her shored up, Father God, where she may feel inadequate, where she may feel weary, where she may feel weak, Father God, strengthen her, Father God. Put people around her, Father God, to keep her lifted up in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that she not become weary, Father God.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, that she uses a spirit of discernment, Father God, a keen spirit of discernment, so she knows what to say, how to say it, and when to say it. I thank you, Lord, that her spiritual ears are open, Father God, to hear, Father God, to hear, and to be able to be decisive, Father God, on what she's hearing, Father God, knowing where it's coming from, dear Lord. I thank you, dear Lord, that she knows the power that she has, Father God, that is granted her in the name of Jesus, Father God, to call down strongholds, to fight, Father God, and that she does that and she uses that power. Help her, Father God, and remind her, Father God, of her spiritual language, Father God, that she can speak that, Father God, that she is covered, Father
yes.
God, that she is not alone. Send your ministering and warring angels out before her, dear Lord. Cover her, Father God, with a hedge of protection that is so thick that not one fiery dart from the enemy can penetrate, dear
yes.
Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you would just watch over her family, dear Lord. Bless the family, dear Lord, as wounds are opened again, Father God, and they're having to relive and to go through things and hear things they may not want to hear, Father God. But I thank you, Lord, that you are going in there with them. They are not alone, that they are reminded, Father God, of who they are, dear Lord,
yes.
in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, dear Lord. We thank you. We praise you. I thank you, Lord, that the judge, Father God, is a just judge, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that the judge, Father God, will be also moved by the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit completely fills the courtroom, Father God, fills the courtroom, Father
yes.
God, that everything that goes on in that room, Father God, will go forward with your permission, Father God. And we praise you. We thank you. We in Jesus' sweet and holy name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
And we will continue to be praying for you, and not only myself, but we are corporate in the body of Christ.
Amen.
We will be praying for you. So I know that you have others that are praying with you, but just want you to know, you know, that we are praying with you as well.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless.
Yes, God bless.
What's your son's name?
Quentin.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to move on to the word of the Lord. And the title this evening is The Laws of Mercy and Justice. The Laws of Mercy and Justice. And we are looking at Exodus 23, 1 through 12. And it says, Thou shalt have no, shall not raise a false report. Not thy hand with the wicked, and be an unrighteous witness. Thou shalt not follow a multitude or do evil. Neither shalt thou speak in the cause to decline after many to wrest judgment. Neither shall the countenance of the poor man in his cause. If thou meet thine enemies or his ass go astray, thou shalt bring back to him again. If thou see the ass of him that hateth thee lying under his burdens, and would forbear to help him, thou shalt surely help him. Amen. When we look at this, scripture, these are general principles of the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
They're general principles of the Ten Commandments, and we cannot forget that we are under the Ten Commandments of the Lord. They're made operative. These are the instructions that guide each and every one of us on our, for to practice our everyday life. And through these, God wants us to practice integrity and even in the legal system to provide a means for those who are most at risk. Amen. To provide a means for those who are most at risk. Now, when Moses had these Ten Commandments, the Ten Commandments, they are a list of religious practices or precepts. They're a list of practices or precepts. And according to the passage in Exodus and in Deuteronomy, they were divinely revealed to Moses by Yahweh, by God. And they were engraved on two stone tables. These Ten Commandments are also called the Decalogue. They're called the Decalogue. And the Ten Commandments are known as the Decalogue, and they're considered the biblical principles relating to our ethics. When I say our, I'm talking about the people of God, ethics and worship that play the fundamental role of Judaism and Christianity. The Ten Commandments would read as such, You shall have no other God before me. You shall not make idols. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, and you shall not covet. In other words, covet is you should not have a yearning or temptation for anything. You shall not covet. And as we look at this, these scriptures, you know, we look at it, and they expand on, as I said, the commandments. And what it does is it gives us, during this time, the Israelites, it gives the Israelites an opportunity or a way to bear true witness in what's called the legal system during that time. And the legal system was not to pervert justice. It was not to pervert justice, but it was supposed to be influenced. They did not want you to be influenced by the crowd, or do not be influenced or show favoritism to others. When it says don't show favoritism, during this time, the Ten Commandments was trying to help the Israelites with how they are to govern their lives, because during that time there were not judges, and there needed to be someone to that they could come to when there was a problem or anything that they were going through. And it says, thou shalt not raise false report, nor put your hand to a wicked or the unrighteous. In other words, you are not to lie on someone. You are not to lie on someone. Tell a lie so that it becomes, it is in your favor. That is in your favor. And you are not to put your hand to the wicked or to the unrighteous witness. Do not agree or do not console with those with wicked intentions. Wicked intentions, meaning that they do not have the mind of God. They are not following the Ten Commandments. They are for themselves. They are for themselves. The base and the compliance of this judgment goes forth to the multitude, to all the people of Israel. They were not to favor anyone. They were not to favor anyone. If anything, they were to look to God for whatever they needed. You didn't go to man. You didn't go to the crowd, but we were supposed to go to God. And Moses was trying to remind them that they cannot focus on the crowd because of what the crowd says, that you buy in. Because if God is for you, who can be against you? And he was trying to show them that they were to rely on God. They weren't to neglect their duty. They were not to neglect their duty. What that meant was they were not to violate or be in violation of the law. Do not be in violation of what God says, how they were to live their lives. You should have no other gods before me. Not to focus on anything, not to have temptations for anything, but they were to focus on God. They were not to have any idols. any idols. And today when we look at idols, idols is anything that takes the place of God. Mm-hmm. An idol can be your car. Mm-hmm. An idol can be something that you love more than God.
Mm-hmm. Or someone.
Amen. Or someone. Thank Amen. You. And what the scriptures here is showing us, is telling the Israelites as well as us, is that we are to put our trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
You should not take the Lord's name in vain. How often do we hear the Lord's name used in vain? Have we become comfortable? Have we gotten to the point where God is not the God that they're talking about here? We have made him into the little g. Have we not forgotten that God and what he did in the past, he can still do today? My sister is going to the courthouse, and I believe that prayer works.
Amen.
When we come together as the body of Christ and we don't pray to ourselves, but we pray to God, ask God to intervene on her behalf, on your behalf. So we do not put our hands to the wicked. We don't go to the wicked to look for answers. We go to God. And he also was, if neither shall thou countenance of a poor man in his cause. What is the cause? What is the cause? Are they leaning? Are they depending? Are they looking toward God? What is the cause? We're not to neglect our duties as men and women of God. We are not to neglect our duties. We all have a duty. We should not wrestle. Don't wrestle with those who have an opinion that's contrary to God. Do not wrestle. We do not fight for God because we can't. Put it in God's hands and God, let God be or fight our battles for us. It goes on and then talks about, it says, even in it says, remember, you shall not name the Lord your God in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy.
Amen.
Have we gotten away from that? Do you remember the Sabbath? Do we work on the Sabbath? And what the Lord is saying here is that on the Sabbath is the day of rest, not only for humans, but also for animals. It's a day to rest and reflect. A day to rest and a day to reflect. Honor your father and your mother. Honoring your father and your mother is a blessing. Is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Today we've gotten to the situation to the point where once the father and the mother becomes older, the children are nowhere around. They're too busy with their schedule, and father and mother are neglected. I don't know about you, but I see it quite often.
Mm-hmm.
Honor your father and your mother, and your days shall be numbered. Have we gotten away from the laws? Have we gotten away from the Ten Commandments? Have we gotten away from how God wants us to live our lives, to practice our lives? Have we gotten away from that? Have we become too comfortable with the way things are? Have we lost sight of who God really is? I can guarantee you that if there is a shakeup on this earth, you're going to see more people running the church than you've ever seen before. Why? Because they don't know where to go. They can't go to man. The only thing they can do is go to the house of the Lord. Have we lost sight of who God really is? Moses puts himself under the protection of the law. He's letting the Israelites know that this is your protection, the laws of God. This is your protection. And he's giving the Israelites a detailed line of how they are to practice their life, how they are to live their life. And it's protection. Aren't you glad that God knows your heart, knows our heart? Even though that we fall short, even though that we slumber, God knows. And the beauty of God looks at our heart. If he looked at our actions, we'd be in trouble. We would be in trouble. And that's why he is the God of mercy. The God of mercy, the God of justice. Let God fight your battles for you. When someone wrongs you, your battles for you. God says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Let God lead your life. And watch how beautiful it turns out. God is constantly knocking on the door of our heart. And all he's asking for is if you just open up your heart, let me in. I'll come in and sup with you and you with me. And once we allow God to come into our heart, then he allows us to see his mercy. We don't take it for granted. He allows us to see our justice. He doesn't take it for granted. We cannot forget that God came and he died on the cross for you and for me.
Amen.
He died because of our wickedness. We were falling away. We were moving further away from God. And Jesus Christ stepped in to take our place. To take our place. And if Jesus Christ had not stepped in to take our place, we would not be here to talk about it today. Have we forgotten? Did we lose sight of God's mercy and his justice? We cannot forget who he is. We cannot forget to whom we belong. We were purchased for a price. So our life is really not our own. And all God is just asking for you and I to do is just surrender. Surrender your all in all. All God is asking is for you and I to to be a witness. To be a witness to who he is. All God is asking for you and I, aside our selfish desires, and put God first. Put him first in your life. Put him first in your situation. Put him first when things are not going right. Put God first. Acknowledge God for who he is out of the loving God. He is a loving God. I am going to take a minute to open up the mics if there's any comments in reference to what was said. The mics are open. Any comments as we get closer toward the hour? Closer. The laws, mercy, and justice.
Can you hear me, Dr. Clay?
Yes, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Doc.
Oh, yeah. Okay, listen, you brought up an interesting question, okay? If we forgot that we're still obligated to follow the law of God, now, Romans was actually written something like 22 or 23 years after Jesus had ascended to heaven. And the reason, one of the foundational reasons why he wrote Romans, because there was some question as to what doctrine they should be following. There was a lot of false teaching going on at that point in time. They were saying what was sin was not sin, and what was not sin was sin. So there was a lot of confusion going on there, somewhat similar to what we see today. Okay, if you read Romans 7:7, Paul says, I would not have known what sin was except by the law. So there's really no confusion if you really read it, okay? The law dictates the sin. And if we remember that, okay, and we live according to that, then we walk in agreement with God. We're not communicating with God, okay? We're connecting with God in terms of what his law is.
Amen. 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 We are connecting. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, we can hear you. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is so important, is connecting with God. Amen. That is so important that we are connecting with God. Yeah, being obedient to the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Is there another comment? Anyone else would like to comment? Anyone else would like to comment? Amen. The mic's open. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have, as we have come to the close of this evening, thank you again so much for the testimony. To be a blessing, there are those who are listening online and those who are listening by computer, and there are those who come on later on who will listen to this, and I just pray that it will be a blessing to their ear gates as they listen to it. It will speak to their hearts or speak to their spirit or whatever they may be going through. And there's so many that's going through so many things right now, you know, and all God wants you and I to do is to be a blessing on his behalf. Speak up. Do not be ashamed to announce who you are as a child of God. Do not be ashamed. Amen. As was said, connecting, making a connection with God. If you want your life turned around, I guarantee you, those who may be listening later on, I guarantee you, if you want your life to turn around for the better, turn your life over. Turn your life over to Christ and watch what happens. Watch what happens. God will blow your mind. He will blow your mind. Things will begin to happen that you can't even imagine. Things will turn to your favor. They will turn around to your favor because of who you are and your relationship with Christ. And we cannot forget that. We cannot forget that. We have to remember that. We have to pray for one another. Continue to pray for one another. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And as we pray, we take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. When you take delight of the Lord, he will give you, you can put your name in there, you, the delight of your heart. Amen. That's just how gracious and loving God is. Amen. He knows what you're going through. He knows your heart's desire. He knows your challenges. He knows your ups, and he knows your downs. God knows it all. He is not only powerful, but he's an all-knowing God. And we have to remember that we're here to serve, to be of service to others. And if you want to see things change, if you want to see things turned around, turn your life over to God.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this word, which is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Father, I thank you, Heavenly Father, for all those who came on with a testimony, all those who shared, all those who are listening, even if they were silent listeners. We thank you for them, Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for their heart's desires. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for being able to sit down at your table and to be able to enjoy and feed on your word this hour. We thank you. The word says, taste and know that I am good. Father, we know that you're good. And we just say thank you. Thank you for feeding us each and every day. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise as we pray for one another, Heavenly Father. We thank you. Even for that testimony that we heard, Heavenly Father, Lord, we're praying on her behalf, Heavenly Father, that the judges will turn things around, Heavenly Father, to what the prayer warriors have called out to you. You know what's happening, Father, and we're just looking for a testimony on her behalf. We thank you for that. We thank you for her service, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each and others who are online, Heavenly Father, for their service, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, if we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough for how you have blessed us, how you have blessed us in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And now to him who was able to keep you from stumbling and present you before his presence and precious and fault without great joy, and to the God of our Savior be glory, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. May God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
Crowded room, cornered by the questions in my mind. I face the dark.